This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. University of Vermont students at this weekend's commencement ceremonies will hear from one of their own, an alum who went on to forge a world-renowned career as an author and journalist. Gail Sheehy graduated from UVM in 1958, then moved to New York just as a second wave of feminism was changing the rules of the game in traditional reporting and writing. By 1968, she had become one of the founding writers for New York Magazine and was regularly appearing in that and other publications with heavy-hitting literary figures including Gloria Steinem, Tom Wolfe, and Nora Ephron. Gail Sheehy's best-known book, Passages, was named by the Library of Congress as one of the 10 most influential books of our times. She's been a contributing editor to Vanity Fair since 1984 and has won so many literary awards and published so many books and articles that if I listed them all, we'd never have the time to actually speak with her now. But we are pleased to have Gail Sheehy with us on the line from New York City. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
I'm thrilled to be with you.
Now, Gail, you are a UVM graduate, so you're returning to your old stomping grounds when you speak on Sunday. Have you been to Vermont much in the intervening years since you graduated in 1958 or been following the state's progress at all?
Well, I think I stopped going back for reunions after the 25th when I spoke to my class, and I really, really regret that. So what I did to prepare to make the commencement address was to ask President Sullivan if I could interview some of his students in the humanities who were going out to change the world so I could get up to date on what they're thinking and what they're caring about. And I had a wonderful weekend there a month ago talking to some of the most well-intentioned, caring graduates, people who had made great sacrifices, actually, to get to UVM. One young woman graduated a year and a half early, having piled up a lot of credits before she went to college, so she wouldn't have to spend another year and a half of tuition. Another young man started out dyslexic and failed kindergarten, but managed to work very hard on his reading skills, and he came to Vermont and was able to live in the community development housing, and he's now on his way to teach in Baltimore, in an area that has had a lot of trouble with education and riots.
Well, without giving too much away, what will your address to this year's class of UVM grads focus on?
Well, you know, the presidential candidates, so at least one of them talks about, we want to make America great again, like the good old days. Well, I went to this university in good old days in the mid-50s, and how some things were really great, but for instance, in those days, men wore the pants. Women had to wear skirts. And I remember that very well because my knees are still a little bit blue from my 4 years in Vermont, because girls had to wear skirts in walking the half mile from the freshman campus to an 8 a.m. class unless the temperature fell below 10 degrees.
And then they'd give you a break.
And then you could have a break, right. And well, it didn't fall below enough. So if it were today, we would have had a protest. We would have chained ourselves to the front of Waterman and shouted, you know, end blue knees. And we would have gotten the university to change its policy. But we didn't dare do that in those days because we were really oppressed by our gender and we didn't know any better.
Of the many books that you've written, one of them was a best-selling biography of Hillary Clinton, and it chronicled the challenges that she's faced as perhaps the most publicly recognized woman in America. When you see her now fighting tooth and nail with Bernie Sanders for the Democratic presidential nomination, what thoughts come to your mind about how this is all playing out?
Well, the unfortunate thing is, for a lot of young millennials, and they're all young, they see Hillary as the past. She's no longer seen as a groundbreaker. They see her as a rich, white woman who was straight. And if she were, you know, poor or gay or any kind of a minority or even better, trans, then they could really get behind her because she would be pushing the envelope on very contemporary others. So they don't really know that she started coming out of high school trying to expand the opportunities for women and girls. So I think she's just being eclipsed by, you know, the wonderful Bernie Sanders and the terrifying Donald Trump, if you don't mind my injecting my politics. And I actually bring up Bernie in my address. I have a little aside about him because I'm talking about people who care and caring as what really identifies us as unique, as human beings. So I'd say Bernie isn't the first Jewish socialist to win hearts and minds. You know, we have to remember that other radical, nonviolent revolutionary who never called the poor lazy, never asked a leper for a copay, and he was a scrawny, arm-waving, wild-haired, progressive Jew. Guess who?
Going way, way back.
Way, way back to Jesus.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course, you know, Bernie was a carpenter, too, for a while.
That's true. Oh, I have to add that to my address. Thank you.
Feel free. I do want to ask you a little bit more about Bernie Sanders, because VPR has received no small amount of complaints from listeners who feel that he's been either ignored by the national press, including NPR, or treated unfairly by those entities. What's your take on how the media has dealt with Bernie Sanders?
Well, I think you're right. You know, initially when Donald Trump got into the race, everybody thought he was a joke, but he even got more coverage when he was thought a joke. I mean, MSNBC and Morning Joe would have him on calling in every morning, and I was appalled to see this man who, first of all, didn't have the first qualification to be a public servant. He'd never done any public service. And nobody even made that point. So he became, you know, the only story. He's also eclipsed Hillary Clinton, but in the early days, also Bernie Sanders. And I think he's right to complain about that. And I think the media just fell in love with a story that was totally unpredictable, often funny, totally outrageous, and was very amusing to most of their listeners who couldn't turn it off. So Trump became almost the only candidate given real coverage.
Author, journalist Gail Sheehy will be delivering the commencement address at the University of Vermont this Sunday. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you, Mitch.